We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, refined viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. A reminder for all Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155, frequency 11,604 MHz, polarization horizontal, symbol rate 27,500, FEC 5 over 6.
Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience.
Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basikam Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arba Rizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Lictemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. and in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshin City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization identifies spirulina as a miracle food. In community news, Global Network of Age-Friendly Cities is launched by the World Health Organization. In cultural news, the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is made available to many in a new publication. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 13th, Colombian humanitarian, journalist, and comedian Jaime Eduardo Garzón Forero is remembered. Born in 1960, he passed away on this day in 1999. He was a much-loved television personality, known for his humorous satire. Reflecting his commitment to the people of Colombia, he was mayor of Sumapaz, a rural locality in Bogotá. During his 2 years in office, Mr. Garzón built a health center, improved a school, and worked towards enhancing the infrastructure. He also helped to translate Colombia's new 1991 constitution into indigenous languages. In addition, Mr. Garzón is widely respected for his commitment to the peace process. May God bless precious individuals like Mr. Jaime Eduardo Garzón Forero, who are dedicated to creating a more caring and harmonious world.
Flying News. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Guatemala. On May 27th and 28th, the volcano Pacaya erupted near Guatemala City, claiming at least 3 lives and devastating homes and crops with a thick layer of rock and sand. These effects, which forced 2,000 villagers to evacuate, were worsened by Tropical Storm Agatha, whose floods caused at least 15 people to go missing, with landslides that blocked roads and access to supplies. Supreme Master Television's correspondent was on location.
En esta montaña fue quemada con esta grava, quemando los árboles, destruyendo todo lo que podía al paso. Dicen los habitantes, fueron como 10 centímetros de grosor hacia el suelo. Pueden ver el tamaño de la piedra. Esta grava, tras de que cayó, después vino el desastre del Ágata, que fue una tormenta, dio peso a todos los techos de la ciudad.
Estaban los vecinos, ¿verdad?, en la iglesia cuando empezó a caer la arena. Entonces empezaron a hundir la lámina. Y entonces la gente le tocó salir huyendo porque no le quedó de otra, no vieron que las paredes estaban cayendo de la iglesia, ¿verdad?
Aquí había mucha gente cafetalera, por lo tanto perdieron su café, las personas sufren de gran escasez y en todo, en alimentos, en agua. Para ellos ha sido muy duro porque cayeron 2 desastres seguidamente.
With loving prayers and deep condolences, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $10,000 for flood relief, as well as an additional $1,000 to help the bereaved family of one of the volcano victims, reporter Mr. Anibal Archila, who had been covering the eruption. The total $11,000 could buy $98,000 in needed materials if obtained in the United States based on Guatemala's cost of living. Our association's relief team from Costa Rica traveled to the Amatitlan municipality and, in cooperation with local officials, delivered much-needed food supplies. They then traveled to the village of Caserío de la Cuchilla, where some 100 large packages of food and other necessities were distributed to the grateful villagers, many of whom were elderly and widows.
A la maestra Suprema Ching Hai. Yo estoy muy agradecida con ella.
Le doy los mejores agradecimientos a Suprema Maestra Ching Hai por vernos brindado este apoyo.
We are grateful for the Guatemalan local government's helpful assistance as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai's considerate aid to the remote villages in need and our association relief team's caring endeavors. With prayers for the families of those who lost their lives, we look forward to the volcano and storm-affected people's full recovery and the lessening of such events through our gentler regard for the environment.
live perish as typhoon pummels South Korea. As Typhoon Dianmu landed on the southern coast of South Korea early on Wednesday, August 11th, a television reporter covering the weather story in Busan was among those who passed away, while another perished when his car was swept into the sea, along with three others who represented the first rain-related fatalities reported in Seoul over 9 years. Packed with heavy rains, the storm flooded 130 homes across the nation, also causing both flight and ferry cancellations. We send our heartfelt sympathies for the human losses to the storm, as we wish the affected residents a smooth resuming of their productive day-to-day lives. Our prayers that calamities such as these are minimized, as we strive for greater kindness toward each other and the earth.
Upon hearing of these tragedies, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please send flowers, candles, and $1,000, as she conveyed her sorrow and prayers to the family of the reporter who perished.
Major quake rattles Vanuatu. On Tuesday, August 10th, a major 7.5 magnitude trembler struck the South Pacific island nation of Vanuatu, causing panic as it shook some buildings so severely that people were temporarily unable to depart, while thousands of others fled for the hills. Centered 40 kilometers northwest of Port Vila, the trembler also caused blackouts and communication losses. According to the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, the quake generated a small tsunami 23 centimeters in height off Port Vila. Several aftershocks followed, including one measuring a strong magnitude 6.0 on Wednesday. Fortunately, there have been no reports of major damage or injuries thus far. We are grateful for the protection of the people of Vanuatu. May potential disasters such as these soon cease as our gentler lifestyles restore the Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
I have asked the panel to think big.
UN Secretary General unveils new panel to counter poverty and climate change. On Monday, August 9th, United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon announced the High-Level Panel on Global Sustainability, whose mission is to help lift people from economic hardship while addressing climate change and ensuring environmentally friendly economic development. Co-chaired by Finnish President Tarja Halonen and South African President Jacob Zuma, the 21-member panel will be comprised of former and current prime ministers and environment ministers, joined by private sector and civil society representatives.
I'm the Secretary General of the United Nations dealing with so many global issues. Let us look at the broader picture, bigger picture.
Secretary General Ban, whose life-protecting endeavors include appeals on behalf of humanity, such as the recent request for $500 million to assist flood victims following the disaster in Pakistan, as well as a call for a completely nuclear arms-free world, asked for the new panel to provide bold solutions.
We need to promote low-carbon growth and strengthen our resilience to the impacts of climate change. In short, we need a blueprint for a more livable, prosperous, and sustainable future for all.
In 2009, upon the release of a landmark report by the Lancet Medical Journal titled Health Impacts of Climate Change, Secretary General Ban had also affirmed that the scientists' recommended lifestyle changes would indeed benefit health and mitigate global warming.
And experts say that eating less meat will also minimize our impact on the environment and help reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The message is clear. Climate change is about our health and the health of our planet. We are all in this together.
Our appreciation, Your Excellency, on your efforts, both ongoing and new, to assist humankind with its largest challenges. May your many noble initiatives continue to help nations and our world achieve the most beneficial and sustaining goals.
WHO declares swine flu pandemic to be over. World Health Organization, or WHO, Director General Dr. Margaret Chan announced during a press conference on Wednesday, August 11th, that the H1N1 swine flu virus was officially being removed from pandemic classification, saying that the virus is now at about the same prevalence as seasonal flu.
As we enter the post-pandemic period, this does not mean that the H1N1 virus has gone away. Based on available evidence and experience from past pandemics, it is likely that the virus will continue to cause serious disease in younger age groups, at least in the immediate post-pandemic period. Groups identified during the pandemic as at higher risk of severe or fatal illness will probably remain at heightened risk, though hopefully the number of such cases will diminish.
Former slaughterhouse worker and British freelance journalist Liam Thompson commented on this decision by calling for efforts to switch to healthier diets that are also more environmentally friendly. He emphasized the risk of consuming animals, citing a study from Scotland's University of Edinburgh, which found that approximately 75% of human pathogens emerging between 1980 and 2005 were directly traceable to livestock farming. He said that the swine flu outbreak of 2009 was simply the most recent of these. We thank Director General Chan and the World Health Organization for your ongoing efforts to inform and protect the public. We also appreciate journalist Liam Thompson for sharing yet another scientific finding that shows the link from diet to health, as we wish global citizens the safety and health found in humane animal-free fare.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Israeli photographer freed. Tunisian-born Rafael Haddad, who has been living and working in Israel, was released to return home on Monday, August 9th, after being detained in Libya since March. The negotiations for his freedom included permission from the Israeli government for a Libyan charity to donate $50 million toward a project to facilitate the rebuilding of Palestinian homes in Gaza. United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, representative Peter Ford, who was present at the signing of the donation agreement with the Libyan Gaddafi Foundation, stated that hundreds of Palestinian families would benefit significantly from the contribution. We are glad for the peaceful freedom of Mr. Rafael Haddad and wish him a joyful reunion with family and friends. Our appreciation also for the Israeli-Libyan Accord that will improve many lives as we look forward to the day that all countries enjoy relations of harmony and respect.
Save our planet. Drought jeopardizes crops and creates water scarcity in Ulaak or Vietnam. Months of dry conditions through the month of July, coupled with temperatures of up to 39 degrees Celsius, have left at least 25,000 hectares of rice destroyed, with an additional 70,000 hectares damaged in the north-central regions. Record low water levels in rivers and reservoirs have also hampered irrigation efforts, and even residents living near rivers have had to walk several kilometers to fetch water or pay for it locally.
In southern Aulac, saltwater intrusion into the Mekong Delta has become a serious threat to the Vi Thanh city area. Tens of thousands of hectares of crops are in jeopardy, and the city's 200,000 residents awoke one day to find that the tap water had become salty and unusable, with fresh water that had to be purchased at high prices for cooking and washing. In an effort to provide relief for the shortages, Prime Minister Win Tung Yung recently announced that 7,100 tons of rice would be allocated from national reserves to four provinces hardest hit by the drought.
We deeply appreciate the efforts of Your Excellency to alleviate the suffering of fellow citizens. Our prayers for restored bountiful harvests throughout Aulac and the world as we step quickly to adopt sustainable lifestyles in harmony with nature.
During a November 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed with deep concern the situations being faced by the people of Aulac, explaining the most effective solution.
Moreover, as the glaciers continue to melt, the Great Mekong River will begin to dry, because there's no more support of flowing water, meaning further hardship for farmers as water becomes more scarce. And the drought, combined with sea level rise, would cause further salt water contamination. What kind of world will we have left if these global warming changes continue? What kind of drinking water? What kind of air we will have? Even if the rice plants can grow in salt water, this is a complex ecosystem with a long, long history of supporting human life. So there is no easy answer. But the most effective one I know, which is so simple, easy, and also scientifically proven, is to adopt a meat-free, animal-free lifestyle. If everyone stops the killing and consumption of meat, these destructive changes will also stop. It is the best thing to help us, to help the farmers and the entire country of Vietnam, not just the Mekong Delta.
Save our planet. UK works to preserve red squirrel. With an alarming rise in extinctions of the red squirrel in areas of southern England, Northern Ireland and Wales, Paradise Park in Hale, Cornwall has been working to reintroduce the beloved animal to its native woodlands. In support of this endeavour, His Royal Highness Prince Charles of Wales, a patron of the Red Squirrel Survival Trust, has announced the launch of the Cornwall Red Squirrel Project, a three-year £120,000 initiative to restore the species to the area. Paradise Park will be contributing to the project by raising red squirrels and releasing them into the wild, an activity it has conducted successfully for 60 of the young animals thus far. Curator David Wilcock stated, "There are people in Cornwall who remember seeing red squirrels in their local woodlands, and we must take this opportunity to get the natural balance back so that future generations can appreciate them there too. Our grateful salute, Your Royal Highness, Mr. David Wilcock, Paradise Park personnel, and all involved in the Cornwall Red Squirrel Project, for your noble commitment to rehabilitating precious red squirrel populations in the UK. May we each be inspired toward doing our utmost to safeguard the welfare of all animal co-inhabitants that grace our earth."
save our planet. To meet an energy reduction commitment promised for the end of 2010, China is looking to close many outdated factories in heavy industry areas such as steel and cement, which account for more than half the country's energy demands.
Save our planet. Speaking of a province-wide drought, British Columbia's Environment Minister Barry Penner of Canada reminds the public to conserve water, saying that continued dry conditions could lead to serious consequences for fish and aquatic ecosystems.
Save our planet. The U.S. Michigan State Department of Corrections teaches inmates horticulture skills, in which they raise rare and difficult-to-grow plants native to the Shiawassee National Wildlife Refuge, thus allowing the refuge to return to its natural state.
Warning news. Following reports of harmful side effects from local carnal swimmers in India's Kerala state, Navy divers find bags of polluting pesticides and insecticides that have been dumped in the Rayaram River and begin careful operations to remove the toxic substances.
And my vegan diet of kindness contains no animal products. Today, I would like to share a tip on fitness. Aerobic activity includes walking, bike riding, swimming or long distance running for at least 30 minutes. According to the American Mayo Clinic, you gain many benefits from this type of movement, strengthening your heart and improving your overall well-being and mood are some of them. As with any physical program, before beginning, make sure you are in good health and check with your doctor for any questions you may have. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, the World Wide Weather.
As new, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, identifies spirulina as a miracle food. Offering an affordable solution for global nutrition, the blue-green algae's dry weight contains as much as 70% protein. An FAO position paper details other exceptional qualities. It is easily digestible and provides high levels of vitamin B12, iron, B-carotene, and the omega-6 essential fatty acid. With low water needs, it also has a small environmental footprint. To date, the European Union has funded 14 sites to grow the superfood in Chad. Our sincere appreciation, United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, for highlighting the potential life-saving properties of this highly nutritious vegan food. May it help to ensure vibrant well-being for all people on our shared planet.
In community news, Global Network of Age-Friendly Cities is launched by the World Health Organization. The initiative will help to create urban environments that assist the elderly in becoming active participants in society. Member cities pledge to take actual steps to ensure a better living space for older residents. These include providing access to public transport, outdoor spaces and buildings, as well as appropriate housing, community support and health services. New York, USA has been the first city to join the network.
Kudos, World Health Organization, for your efforts to support all members of society. May our cherished elders flourish in health and happiness as they continue to share their wisdom, patience, and love. Up next on Noteworthy News, information about the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is available through a new encyclopedia. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. Stay tuned for more enhancing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for an elegant world. In cultural news, an abridged encyclopedia on the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has been published. Compiled by the Global Center for Introducing the Messenger, an affiliate of the Muslim World League, the 431-page book presents a detailed account of the Prophet Muhammad's holy life. It will be translated into English, French, German, and Spanish in the coming 2 years. Our thankfulness, Global Center, for introducing the Messenger, for your laudable efforts in making this precious information available to so many. May the benevolent light of the Prophet Muhammad continue to shine forth around the globe.
Now let's listen to an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai. The joke, told in Afrikaans, a language spoken in South Africa and Namibia, is entitled Pricey Building.
Styf in 'n pieperige huisbak, sê Josef vir sy vriend. Jy lewe in 'n duur gebou? Dankie, maar hoekom? Josef, wel, selfs hierdie huisbak kan in 'n museum wees.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Thank you so much for producing such informative shows. I stopped eating meat in 1973. All of us are responsible to be part of the solution now, and I applaud those who reach out with that in mind. Thank you for your efforts. Love to you, Judy from the United States.
Earth-loving Judy, it is very true that humanity is being called upon to be part of the solution to save the Earth. Supreme Master Ching Hai, the United Nations, and many esteemed scientists have on numerous occasions urged global citizens to adopt a vegan diet for planetary survival. Let us join hands and accomplish miracles. Our love and best wishes to you and the elevated citizens of the USA.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May heavenly joy and laughter grace your sojourn on earth.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Her Majesty Queen Noor of Jordan offers her earnest support to Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and US President Barack Obama for their efforts to eliminate nuclear weapons globally.
The National Institute of Health in the USA awards $2 million to an international research team for the development of a new test that would help dentists detect oral cancer quickly and easily.
The Red Crescent Authority in Ras Al Khaimah, United Arab Emirates, donates approximately $100,000 in aid for disadvantaged families and individuals, including widows, patients in need, and indebted detainees.
The U.S.-based Washington Animal Rescue League welcomes 9 dogs from the Animal Friends League of Kuwait who lost their shelter due to a fire and needed a cool place to protect from temperatures that could reach 140 degrees Fahrenheit there.
As meetings between the nations proceed regarding security and other mutual concerns, Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa affirms that his country and Colombia are approaching normalized relations.
U.S. President Barack Obama signs into law a bill that allocates $10 billion to save the jobs of thousands of teachers across the country.
Australian grandmother Sue Oldham, at 64 years young, becomes the most seasoned swimmer to cross the English Channel from Dover in the United Kingdom to France with a time of 17 hours and 31 minutes.
North Korea encourages peaceful resolution with South Korea, saying that it seeks to build a harmonious atmosphere throughout the Korean Peninsula.
During the holy month of Ramadan, German television channel RTL2 is broadcasting the start and end times of the daily fast as a service to Muslim viewers and to promote cultural awareness.
Ethiopia's government announces that Eritrean asylum seekers living in camps who are able to sustain themselves independently or through family and friends may leave the camp and live in any part of the country.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.